You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For our follow-up conversation with Ricardo Menendez-March from the Green Party, I spoke to Professor of Māori Studies at the University of Auckland, Margaret Mutu of Ngāti Kahu, Te Rārawa and Ngāti Whātua descent, to discuss the Treaty Principles Bill and why it generated such a strong reaction from those in attendance at the hīkoi. Margaret is an expert on Te Tiriti o Waitangi and says that ACT's Treaty Principles Bill would reinterpret Te Tiriti in a way that would undermine the rights of Māori and tangata whenua. Earlier, we had someone texting in asking us to explain the bill during the interview with Ricardo Menendez, and that is exactly what Margaret will be doing. Anyway, here is that interview.
Margaret, can you tell us about how the bill could impact Te Tiriti o Waitangi and why thousands of Māori and tangata tiriti have rallied across the motu to march on Parliament today?
Yes, so what you have with Te Tiriti is that, first of all, it invites Pākehā to come and live in this country, but it is on the clear condition that they will abide by the law of Queen Victoria. So she was delegated the responsibility to stop the lawlessness of her own people coming from England, but that was also on the very clear understanding that this country is a Māori country. It remains under the mana and tino rangatiratanga, the ultimate and paramount power and authority of the hapū right the way around the country. And that the third article was about that Māori would have access to all Pākehā culture, Pākehā law, all the rights of British citizens, but in the meantime, Māori would also look after Pākehā. So the Te Tiriti o Waitangi is a treaty of peace and friendship where we will both take the best care possible of each other. Now, the Treaty Principles Bill is the opposite. It bears no resemblance to Te Tiriti o Waitangi or even the treaty in English. What it says is that the only lawmaking and decision-making body in this country will be the Pākehā Parliament. The only legal recognition that Māori will have in this country as people today will be that allocated to you through treaty claims settlements. The fact that you signed a treaty in 1840 will be acknowledged. The fact that you had rights in 1840 will be acknowledged, but will not be extended to today. You can only have rights to be a Māori in this country if it is specifically provided for in your treaty claim settlement. Now, of course, most Māori in this country do not have a treaty claim settlement. So what it says is that most Māori will no longer legally exist in this country. And if you do legally exist, it is as the Pākehā Parliament says you will exist. And then in the third principle is that everyone will be treated equally. Now, what that means is that Māori who are severely disadvantaged in this country, our statistics are way behind the rest of the country. We die 7 years younger than the rest of the country. That inequity is to remain, and that the way we are treated now will continue, because that's what equal treatment means. Those who are privileged will continue to be privileged. Those who are disadvantaged will continue to be disadvantaged, because the treatment will be equal and the same. What the third principle forbids is that there is any equity in there. And those, of course, are the legislation for programs that would bring Māori up to an equitable status are the ones that the government is clawing back. So yes, that is what the principles of the treaty bill is about. It is the exact opposite of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. It seeks not only to get rid of Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the Treaty of Waitangi, it also seeks to annihilate the Māori people of this country, the indigenous people of this country, from having any legal rights whatsoever in this country.
So legally, is it possible for a political party to introduce a bill like Treaty Principles that would effectively reinterpret a constitutional document like Te Tiriti?
Well, the fact that this parliament does not have a written constitution means that effectively you have a dictatorship, and that dictatorship can pass laws. So what the ACT Party is doing, if it can convince its other cabinet colleagues to do this, yes, it can do it. But the difference you have, and this is what you're seeing with the hīkoi at the moment, is that at the end of the day, the people themselves can rise up against that dictatorship. And that is what we're seeing at the moment coming from them, not only from Māori, a lot of Pākehā in that hīkoi, a lot of tauiwi, non-Māori in that hīkoi saying no. And that is what will happen when you have a dictatorship that is completely out of step with the people, then the people can come in and take over.
So what would ACT and the right wing have to gain by pushing for a bill like Treaty Principles?
So they are acting with the support, with the resources of an international group known as the ATLAS Group, who are determined to return to the way this country was in the 1950s, between 1850 or 1860 and the 1950s. That is what they are aiming for. And what you're seeing with the hīkoi, of course, is a total non-acceptance of that.
I'd just like to go back to something you said earlier. Could you elaborate on how equal treatment in the Treaty Principles Bill would lead to the continued mistreatment of Māori?
Because equal treatment means that there will be the same treatment that is there now, effectively. And that treatment has ensured that Māori have statistics that are far worse than anyone else in the country. That treatment will remain the same because that will be equal across everyone. But it will not allow, because when you have the situation you have in the country with Māori featuring so badly in all socioeconomic statistics, is because of the racism that is there. It's institutionalised across the country. And that ensures that although health provisions, the housing provisions, the employment provisions are equal, they discriminate against Māori because Māori are already not at a level that they can participate in that equal status. So those who are not already equal but are in fact oppressed and at a lower socioeconomic level will remain there. And that is that notion of equality. What needs to be brought into that notion of equality is the notion of equity. And equity is about bringing you up to the same level as those who are privileged, and Māori need to have equitable treatment, not equal treatment, equitable treatment to bring them up to the same status as those are ones who have the privilege of having the health, wealth and prosperity in this country. It is very important for the backers of David Seymour, the big international corporates, that Māori remain at a disadvantaged and impoverished level.
So lastly, the hīkoi has now garnered global attention with the video of the haka during the bill's first reading going viral on social media, and now with solidarity rallies being held as far as New York. Do you think that the government is starting to feel the pressure from the backlash and protests and that this could impact the outcome of the bill and future policies towards Māori?
I would have thought so. You'd have to have a completely blind, deaf and living on another planet not to take notice. This is what we did in 1975, and it garnered international attention, and the embarrassment that New Zealand government experienced resulted in the setting up of the Waitangi Tribunal. But the Waitangi Tribunal's purpose, if you listen to the parliamentary speeches of the time, its purpose was not to address the breaches of the treaty, but to take the very embarrassing protests off the street and into courtrooms where they wouldn't be heard. Now, of course, we've gone on nearly 50 years from that, and that suppressing us into a judicial process called the Waitangi Tribunal has not worked, and so the embarrassment is out there again. This time, they're not going to be able to confine Māori to a judicial process to keep us quiet. Now, very clear from what has been said on the hīkoi, what is now being said at this very moment on the steps of Parliament, that Māori will take back control of their own lives and will take back control of their own resources. And woe betide any government who thinks that they can ignore what Māori are saying this time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.